Come all you lads and lassies and listen to my song. It's all about St. Mary's Mill that we walked in so long. 'Twas in the merry month of June we got notice for to leave. And when the workers heard the news, their hearts was broke with grief.
Drogheda, at the end of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th century, was a great industrial town with a very, very busy port. And here on the Marsh Road, where we are standing at the moment, was probably the centre of the industry in Drogheda. I think at one stage there were up to 20 businesses and foundries, mills, factories along this small stretch. And most of the employment, or a great deal of the employment in Drogheda, took place here. We're standing by the River Boyne, under the shadow of the very beautiful viaduct bridge, and in the car park of the now D Hotel. And this was the site of St. Mary's Mill, mentioned by Mrs. Comiskey at the end of that song, Dooley Gate, and where she worked as a 14-year-old girl.
At 6 o'clock the bells would ring and the horns they would blow. Some of the girls would tramp along a journey for to go. When they'd reach the factory gate, their work for to fulfill, they would hear the banging of the frames down in St. Mary's Mill.
The story goes that on the day they got notice to leave, Mrs. Comiskey was brought out into the car park, stood up on a plank between two barrels because she was a diminutive woman of less than 5 foot, and she sang a song called St. Mary's Mill on the day of the closure, which is quite poignant. And it's a bit of a lesson to us all, because in the song, contrary to what we would have thought at the beginning of the 20th century, we'd imagine that working in a mill was grueling experience and slave labour and hard work. But from the words of the lyrics of her song, it would appear that she loved it, and that, you know, it was a happy place to be, which is kind of a nice thought, really.
Works was all stopped for me. Mr. McIlderry, the manager, and all was round me. All the men at the office and all the working men and all. And they're mostly from Dooley Gate. Oh, the Dooley Gate people carried me off the battle. Men and women got round me. Oh, they loved it. In number one and number two, the frames go banging on. Mr. Quinlan, it shouts, hello, come girls, take off your shoes. Yous know it's nearly 6:30 and work yous must begin. So that's the way the trial began down in St. Mary's Mill. In number three, Sam Henry, his duty would begin. He does the dolphin mysteries, once all her dolphins in. Katie Leach, her whistle blows, his wishes to fulfill. And many a pleasant song was sung down in St. Mary's Mill.
But she mentions, with, it would seem, a certain fondness of the overseers and the managers even, you know, which is kind of unusual as she was saying goodbye to them all.
I'll now conclude and finish my song with a sad cheer. The best of luck to me, the Lord knows where we all may
again this time next year. The best of luck to Mr. Chase and McIlderry as well. No more to be a manager down in St. Mary's Mill.
The late Mrs. Comiskey there reminiscing on her time in the mill over 100 years ago. We might say that Bunny Comiskey was an urban or industrial songster, telling of the conditions, the relationships and the fun that was had as a teenager working in a flax mill. We're going to bring you to the other side of the Boyne now to discuss the achievements of a more rural singer, a woman with an unmatched store of songs by the name of Mary Ann Carolyn, who lived just outside of Drogheda on a farm on the Hill of Rath. Mary Ann's repertoire was valued by collectors, singers and broadcasters from the 1950s onwards, and her variant of Bonnie Light Horseman is the unofficial anthem of Drogheda's singers. So off we go to the Whitworth Hall, Lawrence Street.